Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'd like to continue my series focusing on some of those who have taken part in the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council 50 years on, since that first session back on the 11th of October 1962. A council which, in terms of numbers and representation worldwide, was the largest and most ecumenical council in the history of the Church. As Jesuit Professor Norman Tanner writes in his short history of the councils of the Church, quote, "The equilibrium, however, was less balanced than the worldwide representation suggests. The principal initiative in rejecting the draft decrees of the Preparatory Commission and in composing the decrees that were eventually approved came from a relatively small group of prelates and theologians, mostly from northwestern Europe." Unquote. Among those we here at Vatican Radio interviewed from this group was the late Belgian Cardinal Leo Joseph Sunens.
Well, Vatican II is now far away in one way. The new generations are not even aware that there was something like Vatican II. But I really believe that Vatican II was a very big, important moment in the life of the Church. It was really a sort of inspiration of the Spirit renewing the Church in many pastoral directions. So it's a very positive reality. If you ask me, did they solve every problem? No, but they put us on the road. And just, if you wish to feel the difference, just look at the Canon Law book. If you make a comparison between Canon Law, like it was at the beginning, and the new one now, well, you can see all the difference there. Well, that's Vatican II. It entered in the daily life of the Church that way. It entered also in the daily life of the Church by the renewal of the liturgical way of celebrating in so different aspects of Christian life. Especially, I believe that the document Lumen Gentium, giving a vision of what do you mean by the word Church, what is the reality of the Church, was a very important document and still very alive. Now, if you ask me, is Vatican II an answer to every problem? No. And you could read the pages of Vatican II in different ways, but I really hope that we will implement more and more every day Vatican II. Cardinal Lustiger from Paris said, Vatican II is not behind us, it's in front of us. I think today we are really in front of a new negation of Christianity, so we have to go deeper and deeper to the origin of Christian life and Christian Church. So let us go back to Pentecost and really make not a pastoral renewal only, but a spiritual renewal. That's, for me, the hope for the future.
And you were listening there to a Vatican Radio archive interview with the late Belgian Cardinal Leo Joseph Sunens. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.